Hello, this is the English program here, and you are listening to an audio boo. It is Friday, the 11th of March, 2011, and we now are beginning Chapter 3 of this wonderful project I've been involved in from, 2 weeks now? I think it's been about 2 weeks, I think. This is the Jane Austen Twitter Project, a new experiment in creative Twitter collaboration. A ball at Pemberley. And we're on to Chapter 3. Now, we are just going to do the first 5 minutes of Chapter 3, and we'll continue on Saturday. We're reading this completely live, so we... completely and utterly live. So let's do be kind if we make any mistakes here, okay? So we have our 5 minutes now, or a little bit less than 5 minutes, and then we'll try and make as much progress over the weekend as we possibly can. So here we go now with the beginning of Chapter 3. The day of the ball arrived, and one of those Bennets, Kitty, was sitting in her room at Pemberley, staring mournfully at the gowns in her closet. "Murray," she said. "Murray," her sister looked up from her book, "what are you going to wear to the ball?" "I have nothing that I would dare show my face in." "You know I care nothing for such things, Kitty," her sister responded. "I will wear whatever Mamma thinks best." Kitty sighed and rolled her eyes. "Perhaps I will go down and ask Lizzie what she thinks. Maybe she will offer to loan me one of her lovely gowns. After all, she will not want to be embarrassed by her sisters, and I understand that there are to be several single gentlemen at the ball." Mary nodded absently, her eyes still on her book. Kitty ran downstairs and found the Darcys and a few of their guests at breakfast in the small dining parlour. Kitty flushed in embarrassment as she realised that her hair was mussed and her face pink from her hoydenish rush down the stairs. Lizzie had told her in the past that she must put her head up and maintain the pretence of perfect serenity when in an embarrassing situation. So she halted at the open door, held by a wooden-faced footman, and straightened her shoulders, and she took a deep, calming breath. She glided to the buffet and selected a kipper and eggs before sitting next to her papa. He raised an eyebrow in that sardonic way he had and murmured, "Good morning, Kitty. In a rush for breakfast this morning?" "Oh, Papa, I'm just so excited for the ball today," exclaimed Kitty with a glow in her eyes. "Indeed," muttered Mr. Bennet. "No doubt that all the young ladies in the country today will be in a flutter, primping and preparing to meet the dashing Willoughby." "Oh, Mr. Bennet, how can you be so dull?" exclaimed Mrs. Bennet. "Quite easily, I assure you," he replied. "At least I possess the sense to say what it means to be dull." Lizzie concealed a smile, then turned to her sister. "I believe you have something to ask me, Kitty. You keep staring at me so intently." Kitty blushed again, but proceeded. "May I please borrow one of your fine dresses for the ball tonight, Lizzie?" Lizzie smiled. "I see no reason why you shouldn't." Kitty tried unsuccessfully to hide her boundless joy. "What I want to know is more about this Willoughby," piped in Mrs. Bennet. Mr. Darcy slyly gave Lizzie a look that clearly stated his discomfort with the topic. Lizzie, tactful as ever, proceeded to ask Eleanor and Marianne if they slept comfortably. "Oh, yes," said Marianne. "Pemberley is a perfectly beautiful place to pass a night." Eleanor glanced at her sister and thanked Lizzie for welcoming them so warmly. "We take a break there. We shall continue with this tomorrow, Saturday. So thank you for listening. This is the English programme.